This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As soon as she started school, Abigail Nathletko knew she wanted to be a nurse. But as one of the youngest children in a large family in rural South Africa more than 60 years ago, just getting to attend school was her first challenge.
In our culture, we're not allowed as girls to get educated. So I rebelled at the age of 14 to go. But in grade 1, I was sure that I want to be a nurse.
Inspired in that dream by the dual desires to care for her aging father, a cast-off from the region's mines, and to emulate an English missionary nearby, Sister Abigail, as she's widely known today, worked hard to complete her classes and in due course received her nursing certificate. Soon after she began working, she adopted her first child.
Then when I started nursing, I adopted my first child. She was 12 years old. And then I continued to adopt a lot of children. There were 22 in all. I don't want the children who are vulnerable to suffer like I suffered.
I'll repeat that. Sister Abigail has adopted a total of 22 children. But that was just the beginning. She continued to work in a medical clinic serving the mountainous region where she grew up, more than 100 miles from the nearest city of any size. But even there, AIDS and HIV are ravaging the adult populations. So Sister Abigail also created a shelter to care for the soaring number of orphaned children there.
They need medical treatment. They need somebody to care for them. They need education. They need, I think, everything. A lot of feeding and love.
That effort began in a single, well-worn house, but has now grown into a bustling complex known as Clouds of Hope, which includes its own school and clinic. And Sister Abigail notes sadly that many of the children there came from families where she previously helped care for the parents.
Now we've got 80 children in this whole setup, 12 cottages, 6 children in each cottage with their mom. They're coming from the same area. These children have been left alone because none of the relatives could absorb them because they had their own problems too.
Many of the children at Clouds of Hope have their own complicated medical histories.
I've got 7 out of these 80 who are HIV positive, being on ARVs. And also some of them, when they came to us, they had TB due to starvation and poverty. And we've got a couple of them who are suffering from a psychological problem because they've been exposed to a lot of abuse.
In addition to managing Clouds of Hope and being a busy foster mother, the 75-year-old Sister Abigail has recently begun working with another area clinic, the Buddhist-supported Kufuko Project, which also offers treatment to HIV-positive adults. All of this has won her some unexpected recognition. In her first-ever trip outside the borders of her homeland, Sister Abigail is visiting Sonoma County this week prior to receiving the Unsung Heroes of Compassion Award, which will be presented to her in San Francisco on Saturday by the Dalai Lama.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. Sometimes I wake up at night and say, hey, is it me that is in this loving community? Is that me being here?
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.